If you believe his press, you might think Garth Brooks is country music nowadays. Rock critic Ken Tucker says there's life beyond Brooks, but first a song from the superstar.
I'm shameless when it comes to loving you. I'll do anything you want me to. I'll do anything at all. And I'm standing, ever all the world to see. Oh, baby, that's what's left of me. Don't have very far to fall. You know now I'm not a man who's ever been insecure about the world I've been living in. I don't break easy, I have my pride. But if you need to be satisfied, I'm shameless.
As someone who has become over the past few years intensely interested in country music, I would like to say that I am heartily sick of Garth Brooks, who has carried country to the top of the pop charts, but who now threatens to become as overhyped as Michael Jackson. It's not really Brooks's fault that his singles have been played too often and his face reproduced everywhere. Newspapers, magazines, and TV shows have turned Brooks into the symbol of the country renaissance, whereas the phenomenon is much more broadly based. There is, for example, Wynonna Judd, who will release her first solo album at the end of this month. Wynonna used to be one half of the Judds, along with her mother, Naomi. The Judds made rather ordinary pop country, but Wynonna has an exceptionally strong emotional voice. And for her first single, she's taken a maudlin, awkwardly titled song called She Is His Only Need and turned it into something quite special, a lovely folk-influenced ballad.
That's when he started going over the line, working overtime to give up things he still hears say she don't deserve him. But he loved her and he just kept going overboard. To give up thanks he knew she wanted. Cause without her, where would he be? See, it's not for him. She is his only need.
The Wynonna Judd album will be, I'm betting, a big hit. That single already is. But another notable country release is already doomed to obscurity, lost in the Garth Brooks hype. It's the debut album by Jim Lauderdale called Planet of Love.
I wasn't fooling around. Everything's true that I said. So take me seriously, darling. Just take me. I wasn't fooling around.
Planet of Love came out a couple of months ago. It was produced by Rodney Crowell to achieve a clean, unadorned style. Lauderdale likes to mix bluesy riffs and tight swinging rhythms into his music. He sings with a reedy ache in his voice, and I can't imagine why more people haven't been drawn into his moody, affably neurotic tales of heartbreak and regret. Maybe after Garth Mania dies down, Lauderdale will receive his due. In the meantime, you heard him here first.
I found a new planet that only I can see. Just came back to get you. Let's leave this misery. Nothing can reach us so far from harm's way. Only sunshine, rainbows every day. Got to get
Jim Lauderdale's album is Planet of Love. Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.